I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Cancer that spreads to the brain often results in a terminal diagnosis, but new research out of Yale says that's not always the case, and is pointing toward an even more promising future for genetic testing and personalized medicine. The research looked at non-small cell lung cancer, a common type of lung cancer that in about 30% of cases spreads to a patient's brain.
Most patients who have non-small cell lung cancer and brain metastases, their prognosis is measured in months. Median survival for those patients can be predicted to be about 6 to 7 months.
Kimberly Johung is an assistant professor of therapeutic radiology at Yale. Speaking on WNPR's Where We Live, she says that timeline includes surgeries, chemotherapy, or other drugs. What it doesn't include, however, are patients with a rare genetic mutation, called an ALK mutation. That mutation helps drive the spread of cancer in about 5% of cases, but
in the ALK-mutated patients who have spread of cancer to the brain, we found that they're living 4 years on average, which is really a considerable difference compared to the majority of this population that has a very bleak prognosis.
Johung says that's because there are drugs that specifically target the ALK mutation, hindering its ability to fuel the cancer spread.
Now, not only can we use genetic or molecular information about cancers to guide chemotherapies and drugs that are given in the bloodstream or by mouth, but we can use this molecular information to guide treatment decisions for spread of cancer to the brain and how we should direct their radiation.
Further evidence, Johung says, that genetic testing should provide a framework for more targeted drug therapies and radiation treatments. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.